fully that the good is wanted insofar as it's known in some way by the senses or by the reason. Huh? So the good as known in some way, you could say, is a cause of what? Desire, right? Mm-hmm. And that explains why the good is not always wanted. It's not always known, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning of Romeo and Juliet, Romeo doesn't want Juliet, even though she's as beautiful in the beginning as she is later on. But he doesn't know about her beauty, right? He wants Rosalind. Huh? And this also explains why people can, in some sense, seem to want what is what? Bad, huh? Because both the senses and reason can have partial knowledge of something, right? Mm-hmm. So they may know the good in something and not know the bad in it. So you might want to drink a delicious poison, not because it's poisonous, but because it's delicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the good as such that's moving the desire, not the poisonous character of this drink. Huh? Or one is moved sometimes, or one can be deceived by the likeness, right? So people eat poisonous mushrooms not because they want to be poisoned, but because it's hard to tell the poisonous mushrooms apart from the good mushrooms. Huh? So you can explain those difficulties that we saw on this side where the truth is, right? So we conclude finally then that this first definition of the good is what all want, is a definition by effect. Huh? Okay? That the thing is not good because you want it, but the good is the cause of the what? The wanting, yeah. Okay. Now we're ready for Article 4, right? What kind of a cause is the good, huh? Okay? As you know, Philosophy of Nature and in the fifth book of Wisdom also, we learned that there are four kinds of what? Cause, huh? One kind of cause is matter, that from which something comes to be, existing within it. Like the wooden chair, say, came to be from wood, and wood exists within the chair. And the second kind of cause is a definition of what was to be. And this is the kind of cause you might call form, right? What makes the chair to be a chair, intrinsically, huh? And then the third kind of cause is the mover or maker, huh? The mover being defined as whence there first is a beginning of motion and of rest, right? And then the fourth and last kind of cause to really be recognized was a kind of cause called the end. Huh? Purpose. Sometimes people call it the final cause, but that comes from the Latin word for end, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finis. And that's defined as that for the sake of which. Huh? Okay. So it may be that for the sake of which something is, or it may be that for the sake of which something is done. Huh? So the chair is for the sake of what? Sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So sitting is the end of the chair. And taking medicine is for the sake of health. Huh? So health is the end or purpose of taking medicine. Huh? Okay. Or knowing is the purpose of what? Studying, right? Okay. And of course it's that fourth kind of cause that Aristotle, you may recall, sees as being connected with the good, right? When Thomas now is going to develop that in this, what, fourth article, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why also Aristotle says in the second book of Wisdom that if you do away at the end, you do away with the good. So it's no little thing you're taking away when you take away the end, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this could be important, too, in seeing the goodness of God, right? Because there'll be a connection between God being the end of the whole universe and his being the supreme, what? Good, right? So, to the fourth, one proceeds thus. Now here again, he's attacking himself, right? Huh? You know? It seems that the good does not have the notion of a final cause, but more of what? Other kinds of cause, huh? For, as Dionysius says in the fourth book about the divine names, the good is praised as what? Beautiful, right? But the beautiful implies the what? Definition of the formal cause, huh? So we say something is shapely, right? That's form, right? Okay. Therefore, the good, if it's the same thing as the beautiful, has the definition of a formal cause, huh? That's an interesting objection, huh? Moreover, the good is diffusive of its being, its existence. As we gather or take from the words of Dionysius, huh? By which he says that the good is from which all things subsist and are, right? But to be diffusive of being, to be diffusive, implies the notion of a what? Efficient cause, a maker. Therefore, the good has the notion of an efficient cause. Now, he's not going to have in the third argument here for matter, because matter in no way seems to be confused, huh? But it's interesting that form and mover or maker, as well as end, are all based upon actuality, as opposed to potency or ability in the passive sense. Huh? So they have something in common, right? Okay. Moreover, Augustine says in the first book about Christian teaching, Christian doctrine, that because God is good, we are, right? But we are from God as from a, what? Efficient cause, huh? You know, the first arguments were God is the unmoved mover and the first, what? Efficient cause. Those were the first causes we, first arguments we had for existence of God, huh? Therefore, good implies the notion of an efficient cause. So the second and third arguments are trying to conclude that the good is a, what? Efficient cause. And the first one, a formal cause, huh? But no argument is here to show this matter. Poor David of Dinant, huh? He will stupidly doubt that God is the first matter. But against this is what the philosopher, now who's he? The capital P.
Aristotle.
Yeah. Just as Aristotle calls Homer the poet, right? Okay. But against this is what the philosopher says in the second book of natural hearing, the second book of the physics. That, on account of which, right, is as the end and the good of other things, right? So he's identifying the end and the good. Now sometimes you say the means is good too, but in reference to the end, huh? Okay. Therefore, the good has the notion of a final cause, huh? So, he says, I answer, it should be said that since the good is what all desire, I was going back to that first, what, definition of the good by its, what, effect, right? But since the good is what all want or all desire, and this has the notion of a, what, end. Okay? Now, sometimes I'll say to the students, when they're talking about the distinction of the four kinds of causes, and Aristotle putting good with the end, right? If they're almost the same. Sometimes you first define the good as what all want, right? And the end is that for the sake of which, huh? But it's not too hard to see a connection there in a kind of a loose way, because if people want something, they'll act for the sake of getting that, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
So if they want something, it'll become an end for them, right? And vice versa, if you see that people are acting for the sake of some end, then you can kind of